You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, 11 o'clock hour here on Cody and Gold. Alex Gold, Cody Tapp, Drew Nixon with you. 2026 FIFA World Cup draw event is just getting underway in the nation's capital. We will go out there as soon as they start to get into some of these groups, in particular Group D. That will be the group that the United States is in. We'll learn what countries they will be in group stage with. And then also, as it relates to Kansas City, we'll get a little more insight. We won't know definitively which countries, but groups E, F, and J will tell us potentially the countries that could end up at Arrowhead starting on Tuesday, June the 16th. We'll get into more of what's going on in D.C. in a second, but I want to go out to P&L. Our guy Dusty Likens is out there. There's a big watch party going on. Dusty, just set the scene a little bit of what's going on out there.
Yeah, dude, it's insanely nuts. I hope I'm coming through clear. I'm tucked in like a hole inside of one of these establishments in Power and Light. Sweet talked the bartender. She said, "You go wherever you want, honey. You just take care of what you need to do." So the vibes are up, man. It's crazy. There's different countries' flags flying everywhere. Mexico's got a big presence here right now. A lot of that flying around. Sombreros. Got a Nicaragua flag. Got a bunch of different countries showing love. Ran into Ben Heisler, of all people.
Nice.
And so it's been a really fun, electric time. They're playing Family Feud. All these people out here in just a packed house at P&L. It's a great scene.
I was hoping we'd get a photo of you just going full, like dressed up as like Uncle Sam or something out there, Dusty.
Well, if it was warmer, for sure. But no, definitely dressed appropriate with a couple of layers on. It's quite chilly. But man, this is something that I don't know if everybody is able to realize like how big this is going to be. I mean, this is like a draft party, right? Mm-hmm. This isn't even a game. Like, we're doing draft parties here, getting ready to figure out like who's going to be in the pool with the United States, who's coming to Kansas City. Eventually we'll find out, but electric soccer just rules in Kansas City, man. And there's, you know, the world stage is here and the P&L stage is clearly showed out.
Well, in fairness, I think that's part of the P&L stage legitimately might be the single biggest or one of the single biggest reasons why Kansas City, I think, was chosen.
Those live shots that they've always shown.
The live shots down at Power and Light of all the fans soaking in soccer, being, you know, like that part helps sell Kansas City as like a World Cup team. That's obviously why they do it down there, Dusty, and why you're down there now is that atmosphere, this energy, that's part of the reason people chose Kansas City in the first place.
Yeah, I mean, nothing screams FOMO than when, like, you see that. Like, you know how we all mm-hmm. get wrapped in the flag when it comes into the World Series or when it comes to whatever it may be. Like, you remember 2014, you're like, well, if they ever go back again, I'm going to make sure I'm a part of something for the Royals. Or, you know, fortunately for us, like, if you missed the first Chiefs parade, you know, you had another one to go to. And you watch these soccer parties, whatever, it's just, you know, World Cup parties, and the USA, you know, fan base shows up, and you're like, man, I bet that'd be cool. Now, I know you're going to have your Richards out there. They're like, yeah, big crowds. No, thanks. Well, it's not for you then. But I mean, this is for somebody that has had FOMO before or says, you know what, I don't have the funds to maybe go to Arrowhead and watch it at Kansas City Stadium. But you know what, I can get the same sort of energy and juice. I can go to Power and Light and get around that stage where I've seen, you know, just shirtless men, pierced nipples, beards, red, yellow, whatever it may be, flying the flag and just getting juiced up. I mean, man, I've been here for 25 minutes and I'm ready to watch a soccer game go down with USA versus, I don't give a rip who they play.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, today's exciting, but ultimately, you know, there's certain better draws for the United States, and there's certainly some countries I think we would prefer that come to Kansas City. But no matter what, I mean, the support is going to be incredible when we get here to June. Dusty, appreciate you calling in, man. Enjoy the selection here. It looks like Kevin Hart and Heidi Klum are getting ready to announce something. I don't know.
Gold, I got a question for you. There's a single Brazilian lady. Brazil plays in Kansas City. She wants to stay on your couch. How much in your heart are you letting her stay there? And could you potentially marry that woman?
She absolutely can come over. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Come on over, baby. Guys, keep doing your thing. I love your show. Rock it out. Drew Nixon, you're the man. Cody, Alex, enjoy the day.
There you go. Thank you. Dusty Likens is at P&L for World Cup draw. Here's what's going on, if you're wondering. We haven't gone out there yet because they haven't announced anything yet. So they've got multiple performances happening. This is, again, it's a huge deal.
Who's that dude with the white hair who's singing at the beginning?
Bocelli? Bocelli?
Bocelli. Andre Bocelli.
Yeah, yes. He's amazing. Amazing. Anyway, the Village People also are going to perform. Robbie Williams. There's athletes are there going to say something. I don't know. Eli Manning, Aaron Judge, Tom Brady, Shaq is there.
Eli Manning.
You've got, of course, nation leaders from the United States and Canada and Mexico there. Kevin Hart and Heidi Klum are co-hosting this thing. And then also the actor Danny Ramirez. So I don't know how long, honestly, they're going to drag this thing out for until we get to Group D. We're already 7 minutes in the program and they haven't said anything about soccer yet. So
there was one thing that you guys mentioned to Dusty. And I think before I moved here, obviously, you know, the Chiefs, the Royals, of course, but one of the things that I do just remember from watching the World Cup over the years and growing up was they always showed Kansas City on the live shots. And that's one of the things that I remember just coming before I came here was like, it's a big, like, soccer fan base is very big outside of just sporting and in the current. People love soccer here and they embrace it. And that's why, as you said, Cody, this is a spot that out of all the places, it felt right because for all of this time, people show up and show out for when it's World Cup time.
Yeah, I don't think Kansas City takes it lightly. Look, sporting, because they were winning championships and were a great organization and it built a great park, really helped explode soccer fandom in this town. But I don't think it's an accident that the first purpose-built stadium for a female soccer team was in this town. I just think it's because there's support for it. There's been support for it for a long time. And honestly, you think people in Kansas City like soccer now. When 6 World Cup matches are played here, the soccer fandom's only going to grow in this town. There'll just be more people ready to go watch sporting, more people ready to go watch the KC Current, more people ready to watch World, because look, even if you're a casual, which you and I are.
For sure.
The World Cup is when we're in.
Oh, yeah.
I'm in, and now it's going to be in town? Going to be in Kansas City? Hell yeah.
Go, whether you're going to P&L in June, whether you're going to a local sports bar, I don't know about you, watching a sporting event at a sports bar. The World Cup is the most fun I've had at a sports bar. Like, we've all had our experience going to a match or going to get at a sports bar.
Probably.
You know, a lot this time won't be
an issue. Consumer Royals and Chiefs pretty different.
It won't be an issue time zone wise this go around because it's obviously happening in North America. But when it's happened in, you know, Brazil or it's happened in Europe or whatever, I don't know. It's kind of fun on a Saturday at 6 a.m. and you're at a bar, just a unique experience. It's different. We won't get the time zone thing this go around, but there's something special about that. And I know it seems so far away, but 187 days or whatever, that will be here before we know it. And this is just the next step in the process. Again, if you're just tuning in, today is FIFA World Cup 2026 final draw day. We're going to find out the group pairings. A couple things that just housekeeping of how it's working this go around. They've expanded the field. So 48 teams divided in to 4 pots of 12 based on the FIFA rankings. And so the U.S., Mexico, and Canada are all in pot 1, meaning they cannot be in the same group, okay? There's no way they would ever play each other until you got to the knockout round. That's the earliest they could play each other. Each group will have 1 team from each pot, and that is how they ultimately determine how it goes. And then I saw Alexi Lalas was talking about the best case, worst case scenario kind of stuff. And we will talk about this more in the 1 o'clock hour as well, when Rob Redden, Steven Spector, and Scott Parks join us, big-time soccer fans here at the station and in the building. Here was who Alexi Lalas said the U.S. should not want in their group. Whatever the group is, these are the countries he said avoid. See what you guys think. He says, you don't want Colombia. That's a tough draw. Norway and Ghana.
Erling Haaland on Norway.
Okay.
Would rather not play him. Yes.
And then he says, best case scenario, you get one of these countries or these three countries to join you. Austria, South Africa, and New Zealand, the least threatening on paper.
New Zealand,
is what he's
saying. Out of the teams that have automatically qualified because they ran through the rankings, New Zealand is dead last in world ranking of everybody that's already qualified.
All right, so we're trying to take down New Zealand. Got it. I think we can root for that. Let's see if, you know, they're going to do the draw here soon.
Colombia, their fans would absolutely take over the whole city. Like, they you know, talking about traveling country in terms of their fan base, Colombia would be an insane atmosphere.
Yeah, any South.
If we get in there, maybe, again, I don't want necessarily them in the USA group, but if Colombia had a match in Kansas City, that atmosphere would be nuts.
Oh, yeah, it'd be awesome.
Again, the groups you're trying to pay attention to, J, E, and F are the three. J is the first game that'll take place in Kansas City, a game from Group J, June 16th. 20th, 25th, 27th, July 3rd, and July 11th are those knockout rounds.
Okay.
And quarterfinal matches that will be in Kansas City. So, obviously, the World Cup opens on June 11th. So, I mean, it really is a lot closer than we want to admit. We're going to really talk there for a while.
Oh, they're going to drag this thing out. They're going to drag this thing out.
I mean, it might be 40 minutes before we go out there.
Kevin Hart is still telling jokes, and Heidi Klum is just standing there at this point in time. They eventually will get to some of the groups. Can I tell you some odds, though?
Sure.
While we're waiting here a little bit. So, World Cup, if you're also wondering what other countries you want to avoid. Now, the favorites for the World Cup, you're not going to worry about them in your group because, again, they're all going to be in the same pod. Looks like the president of FIFA is finally stepping on stage. So maybe we're about to get some action here in a second. We'll see. Spain, 4-1, they're the favorite to win the World Cup. England, 6-1, France, 7-1, Brazil, 7-1, Argentina, 8-1, Germany, 12-1, Portugal, 12-1. Those are the favorites to win the 2026 FIFA World Cup. And I think it's fair to say, guys, out of those, what did I list? Seven countries. We should get one of those seven that are hosting matches in Kansas City. One of those seven, because that's the way the pods are going to work, you would think.
You would think so.
Hopefully.
Pretty good chance. And look, you know, it's hard because I'm going to list off what? I mean, 40, I'm going to lift off 60 countries and be like, these are the ones I hope come here. I mean, it's not exactly going to work that way. I would like one of the big boys and one of the teams from South America. And then the fourth team, it could be anywhere worldwide. You know, like I'm not as particular for that. I just think it's like you want one of the heavy hitters. You want the Brazils or Spains of the world, right? You want one of those coming to Kansas City. And then you want, one of the South American teams, because you mentioned all the fan bases and the stuff that comes with it. And then anywhere else in the world, and just bring us some U.S., you know, bring us some teams here to Kansas City and give us a chance to watch some World Cup soccer. I want to go to a game so bad.
Same.
And you and I are talking about it. And I'm curious, 913-586-7965. This is the real challenge. Let's just throw out a ballpark number. Let's say the get-in price of the lowest price World Cup match you could go into in Kansas City is $400. That's more than I personally pay to go to sporting events. Mm. I very rarely pay $400. Sure. Can't afford to pay $400 very often to go to a game. This is, and there's pretty much a 100% certainty of this. This is probably the only chance in my life that I will have a chance to go to a World Cup game in Kansas City.
Right.
World Cup game, I might be able to travel for that or do other things or whatever. World Cup game in the city in which I grew up and lived, this is it. It's a one-time, one-lifetime opportunity. For $400, it's one of the few times, Gold, that they're $400 or $500, I'd probably pay it.
Yeah, look, I want to find a way to go. I don't, you know, we're going to have to see where that's, and based on what countries come here, the ticket prices are going to vary greatly. I mean, not only for the particular match, but just in general. I mean, if you get one of these countries that is going to have a huge, huge traveling, or following, I should say, through their country coming to the United States, then the ticket prices are going to be, you know, shifting around. But I'm with you. I think, even if you're not the most hardcore soccer fan, I just think it's an experience, man. I think it's an experience that you're right. In Kansas City, at least, look, the United States might get a World Cup again, and they will. But Kansas City, there's a great chance that in our lifetime, we don't have another World Cup here in Kansas City. So,
they just choose a different, they might go Denver or Nashville this time.
Yeah.
Some of the cities you beat out, they might just go there instead.
Someone says $400. Yeah, right. You're looking at a minimum of a couple grand for nosebleeds. Right now, without knowing any of the matches, you can go on a secondary site and they list them as Category 3, which I believe is upstairs. and they're 300. So I actually don't think it's insane to suggest that you could not get in for 400. Now, if all of a sudden the match is England versus somebody, well, yeah, that match is going to cost way more than $400 to get in. It really is going to depend on which countries end up here. And so, this is a new experience for all of us. I don't want to act like a ticket expert on this, but I will tell you right now, Cody, you can go to SeatGeek or wherever, and you can get category 3 for one of the matches in June, and it's like $400 right now.
Yeah. So like right now, the get-in price looks to be about that.
I'm going to do everything I can to go. I recently actually won a bet that Kenna hit nice.
More details here. More details.
This is a week or two ago. This is like fresh after the car accident. Actually, okay.
That's good timing.
I did a $4 flyer and won $12.
Hey, you didn't say anything.
Or the what was this? Could have been talking about this on the show. How many things did you choose?
What was this?
Parlay. It was a 13 leg NBA parlay that hit. And I wasn't even following it. I thought it was over. I thought it was done. And I went back to check, and I my jaw actually dropped.
Good for you.
$4 won $1,200. Yeah. So
nice.
Thank you. But this is helping. I think I'm going to try to whatever team out of the E, F, and J the best team is. Mm-hmm. I'm going to see who they play out of whenever they play. If they play the worst team in the group, where the tickets theoretically might be a little bit cheap on the cheaper end, I'm going to try to pick which team I want to go, and I'm going to go to that game. Like I'm not going to go for the number one and number two teams in the group because that one obviously is hitting. You know, four figures in a different type of way, but I'm going to try my hardest to go because like you guys said, this is a once in a lifetime sort of thing. It's like the Olympics. Like it feels like something that you kind of have to go to once in your life.
Remember the United States host cities, including with Kansas City, Atlanta, Boston, Dallas, Houston, LA, Miami, New York / New Jersey, Philadelphia, Seattle, San Francisco. We do know the U.S. already. We've already known for a while. They will be playing their group play matches in LA and Seattle, right? So that'll be where those matches are going to take place. And then, of course, it's North America. It's a three-country hosting group here. So Guadalajara, Mexico City, and Monterey, other sites. And then in Canada, it's Toronto and it's Vancouver. It is World Cup draw 2026 day. The FIFA president is still speaking. Frankly, he's just going around thanking every single politician possible right now. So there's nothing has happened yet.
Do you ever like look at somebody and you say, that looks like a shady person? This guy reeks of it. Just looks like a shady dude. And you know he is because he runs FIFA. Just looks like a
was
shady
dude. Was it
Gianni
Infantino, I think, is his yes. something?
Yeah. You know, sometimes people just look like, yeah, you definitely took a bribe somewhere along the way.
He looks very much in control.
They're supposed to be cleaner now, Cody. They're supposed to be cleaner. They moved on, okay? They moved on.
After the cutter stuff, right? Uh-huh. They cleaned it up after that?
Someone was asking, how many matches are we going to have in Kansas City? So you're going to have four group stage matches. Tuesday, June 16th. Saturday, June 20th, Thursday, June 25th, and Saturday, June 27th. Those are the four group stage matches we will have at Arrowhead. And then you'll have round of 32, and obviously we don't know what countries for any of this stuff yet. Friday, July 3rd, so the night before, or the afternoon before, 4th of July, will be round of 32. And then, pretty awesome, we're getting it was a huge deal when we got the news, you know, months back that we're getting a quarterfinal match at Arrowhead. That's Saturday, July 11th. So that is where things are at. Look, we've tried just like all of you, the ticket lottery stuff. Striking out on that.
Not that I won't, if they have another one, not that I won't try again, but I'm feeling like, are they done with the lottery stuff or is there going to be another one?
I don't know.
I've entered every single one and I've yet to be selected. So I'm not overly optimistic.
I don't think we're getting that.
While we wait for the World Cup announcement, I'm sure we'll go back out there. Maybe even during the Chiefs Red Half Hour. Should we do some trash?
We can. Let's do it. All right, this has to do with something that at some point you just got to say, you know what? It's not that Animals Day.
Okay.
Let me explain. We go to, I think this is in India, where a wildlife, now look, this guy's a wildlife rescuer anyway, so keep that in mind. But a snake climbed a power line in search of prey. The snake gets electrocuted. It fell 15 feet to the ground, became unconscious.
Okay. So it just dies.
This gentleman who has a decade of experience in training from a local snake research institute. So this is not just some random guy stumbling upon a
snake. Lucky day for the snake.
He found the snake motionless He performed mouth-to-mouth resuscitation in its heart area at intervals for nearly 30 minutes. After about a half hour of persistent effort, the snake began to show signs of respiration movement. It was later released into a nearby forest area after full recovery. So, yeah, it is the snake's lucky day. And this guy is an animal advocate and rescuer, so good on him. I'll just tell you. Otherwise, man, it's just life, the circle of life, you know? You got electrocuted snake. I'm not giving you mouth to mouth. Are you kidding me? You kidding me? A snake?
No. I'll just be honest.
Nope. You're okay. Done, snake.
You've had your dog a long time.
Mm-hmm.
If you knew how to do mouth to mouth resuscitation for your dog, would you
life?
Do it?
Yeah, but I don't know how to. But my dog? Yes. Absolutely.
But not just a snake that fell down.
And not just a random dog down the street that I don't know.
Damn, that's tough. Any other dog? What if you were a trained professional like this guy?
Oh, well, that's different.
See, this is the problem.
He has a obligation, I should say.
Yeah, to try to save. Does this guy have an obligation to try to save the snake?
He does.
Seeing how he's maybe the only person on the planet, it would feel like, who would randomly stumble across a snake and can actually perform resuscitation.
Yeah.
Right? Like, if you knew how to give a dog resuscitation, you got to do it. For any dog you see dying, that's on you.
This guy's title is actually a wildlife rescuer. I mean, this is what he does for a living.
Yeah.
He had to do this.
It's just like, it just feels like one of those moments of like, is there a doctor on the plane? Has anybody ever had that happen on a plane? I haven't.
Yes.
Oh, you did?
Flight back. Which one was this? Would have been within the last 6 months, Cody. Fell down or passed out in the back of the plane. And so they made the announcement. They said, excuse me, is there any medical personnel on this flight? If there is, please press the call button. And someone did. It's a nurse. Somebody had like low blood sugar, and so they passed out or something, essentially. We didn't have to like divert the plane, you know, or anything like that.
It was like Briscoe earlier.
Yeah, but like somebody passed out and there was a nurse, and she's like, no, he's just got low blood sugar, and they got, you know, they gave him everything worked out, thank goodness. But that actually did happen in the last 6 months.
Okay, so you have had one. Drew, you ever have anybody need medical assistance on a plane? Not me.
Not to my knowledge. It sounds like, for whatever reason, you guys have more
plane stories.
Interesting plane stories than I do. And maybe I'm just not, I don't people watch as much. I have no idea. But it sounds like you guys get the bevy of the interesting plane stories. I never had that happen.
Someone said, though, Drew, and they're right. They're like, huh, another story from Drew a few minutes ago in his hidden life. Well, it's true.
You just don't tell. We do a radio show for entertainment.
And you
had
a $1,200 parlay. And
we could have been talking about this.
And you didn't tell us.
I know. I don't know. I just not that I didn't think it was a big deal, but it. I don't know.
I tell everybody I knew if I had a $4 parlay.
And it was good timing, like you said, help you buy a new car or whatever. So
yeah, it also was a very convenient time.
You can do wheels yet?
That happening. The plan is to pick the car up today.
Nice.
It's getting something fixed on it before I get it, which is great. They're taking care of it at the dealership.
Good.
So, yep, the plan is to have it today.
Nice.
That's
finally going to have some wheels.
Is the trash of the day, but glad to hear. Nice hit, man. Seriously. $1,200 parlay on a $4 bet. Are you kidding me? That's a lottery ticket right there.
It's always the same thing. Then you're like, why did I bet 50?
Of course. Of course.
Yeah,
we've all been there on that one.
Uh-huh. Dang it, I should have bet 10 and won $3,000.
Right. Yeah, no doubt. All right, we're going to get a quick break. They still have not announced a single group. There's musical acts. There's politicians. They're dragging this thing. I mean, at this point, I don't know if it's going to get announced for another 20
minutes. It's like Robbie Williams is talking about.
That is exactly who that is. Yep. So, and he's
singing. Anybody watch that Monkey movie where he was like an ape, but it was a biopic?
I don't know if I have.
I did not see that. It looks stupid, but okay. It was a biopic with him, except for his character was like a gorilla.
Okay.
It's called Better Man, or I don't know, something.
So
like
up next, we'll get to...
I'm not just saying word salad. That's a real movie.
We'll get to the Chiefs Red Half Hour, which will turn into still more World Cup talk, as we're waiting to find out what group in the United States is going to be and what countries are going to join them, what countries potentially could come to Kansas City for the World Cup. That's next here on 90.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
6-5 The Fan.
Welcome in to the Chiefs Red Half Hour. Every day at 11:30 with Cody and Gold on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan.
Chiefs Red Half Hour brought to you by All Weather Decks, Kansas City's most respected deck builder. Check them out at allweatherdecks.net.
We will get back into World Cup talk once they're actually, you know, announcing what groups have what countries and who potentially could be playing who in the group stage. They're dragging this thing on. We're now thinking maybe we won't know till noon. So we're going to pause on that a little bit until they actually get back into talking about the draw and everything like that. We are waiting to find out what countries will join the U.S. in Group D, and we'll find out what countries are in Group E, F, and J, which would be the potential countries that would be playing in Kansas City for the 2026 FIFA World Cup. In the 1 o'clock hour today, our fan club presented by Jay Rieger and Co. We will have Steven Spector, Rob Britton, Scott Parks, all in studio, big soccer fans, to do more of a breakdown of it specifically once we know the countries and did the U.S. get a good draw? Did they get screwed? All that kind of stuff. And what countries they would most like to see out of the potential pool at that point coming to Kansas City. But let's talk some Chiefs football. Massive game on Sunday night against the Texans. And you and I were already alluding to this game and how, you know, I think everybody believes it's going to be a lower scoring game. And then you hear Matt Nagy speaking to the media talking about the type of game it's going to be as well.
They're really, really good on their whole defense. So when you have the guys on the inside, the linebackers, the DBs, everything, it presents a challenge. I think in this game for us, we create our game plan offensively. What do we want to do? Make that loud and clear to the offense in the beginning of the week. And then we got to execute it and know what kind of game this is going to be. It's probably not going to be a real pretty game, and that's okay. This team doesn't allow many points. So when you go into it, the goal is to score as many as you can, but what's real and how are you going to do it? And I think the team messaging, the offensive messaging from us is just do what you're supposed to do, coach how we're supposed to coach. And we have a lot of trust in our guys, and I think a lot of confidence, but we have a lot of respect because they're a good football team and they're very well coached.
So that was Matt Nagy yesterday speaking to the media, is basically acknowledging it's not going to be a pretty game.
I don't know that I like them saying out loud.
Your OC saying that?
I like
that.
Tickle your tonsils. Like, I'm getting after you, right? I prefer I don't care the opponent. We're going to kick your ass too. It's going to be ugly, and I'm just telling you outright? And look, some of this is probably just the messenger. Some people hate Nagy saying it because the team is struggling and they're not happy with Nagy. They want Nagy. I think they want Nagy's head to be on a spike. They want him to be the fall guy. Can we agree?
That's been happening for any time anything's not gone right with the offense. People have rushed to blame him anyway.
Yeah, Chiefs fans have decided that Nagy should be the fall guy. So when he says it's going to be ugly, and if it is ugly, be like, you didn't even believe in yourself. You can't even go out there. The truth is, he's not lying. I don't expect this to be a high-flying offense of ease. This is the league's best defense for a damn reason. They are a juggernaut. Moving the ball is going to be hard. There will be punts and field position. That also means Andy Reid needs to be more aggressive. I would like a more aggressive Andy Reid. Did you see his call on two of those in the Dallas games, what he said after? He's like, I just thought we were playing field position. I'm like, Andy, I can't believe you uttered that sentence after all the praise.
Don't you think he's going to feel?
We gave you earlier in the year for being aggressive, finally.
Don't you think that that's the kind of game he's going to play? Because we all kind of agree it. This one might be an actual field position game. But he has sent, Cody, since the aggressive start on fourth downs in the first month and a half of the season, he has pulled back on that a little bit. And I don't know.
Way back.
And I don't know if that is, the fact that he trusts his kicker more than he did at that point in time, where now, I think now we've all seen for a month and a half, Harrison Butker, while he hasn't had 55 yarders, he's making kicks again, and maybe the confidence level is up for him as well. And so Andy's approaching it differently. But I mean, they're punting the ball at, you know, their opponent's 45 yard line, trying to pin back the Dallas Cowboys inside the five.
Why did he stop? The offense worked better when they were aggressive. And then all of a sudden he gets in a Cowboys game. And by the way, I don't know if you guys follow the surrender index of Twitter. It was account. Like two of the most cowardly punts of the season. Like, Andy, your team's margin of error is so narrow. You have to be more aggressive. It's actually not a choice. It's a mistake when you sit back and hope you don't screw up. That used to work for you. That worked in other years for you. It does not work this year because your team has been making those mistakes. And so if you know that and you know you need the points, your aggressiveness is going to have to exist. And what do you mean? Like, do I actually expect? No, I probably just punt the ball. If it's fourth and two from the 48-yard line in the first quarter, you want me to predict what's going to happen? He's going to punt. He's going to punt the ball down. He's going to say, we'll hold the Texans down, and we'll get the ball back on the other side. And they'll get it back in, like, three plays between, like, Higgins and Nico Collins, and I'll be annoyed like I always am, and it'll lead to a field goal, and it won't ruin the game for them. But they shouldn't operate that way. But Nagy just admitting it's going to be ugly is not something I feel like I see offensive coordinators say very often.
So the reason I think on its face it can look like, why the heck are you saying that? Like, that you, it doesn't sound like you have confidence in your offense. I think some of it might just be from the standpoint of, and he referenced some of it, just, hey, Houston's a really good defense. They've got guys at all levels who can make seriously good plays. We know how good they are. They make it difficult on everybody who they play. This is just probably going to be one of those games where we're going to have to grind it out. That doesn't mean that he's going to purposefully game plan it that way. I wonder if that was from the standpoint of just, hey, we know this team likes to play the way that they do and they're good at it. It's going to be one of those grinded out games. And maybe that's admitting that They're going to control how the game goes, and we have to adjust to them instead of Houston's defense has to adjust to us. But I think that's more of the premise of it. But I can totally understand why you would say, why is the offensive coordinator saying this? It sounds like he doesn't believe that this offense can move the ball even against a good defense like this.
I think, again, if Andy said, you know, like, depending if they were 9-3 and he said it, nobody would even, it wouldn't even have been noticed. It wouldn't even have been a comment that got picked up on. And because it's Nagy, again, people who become the ire for some Chiefs fans, I think that's part of it. I think that what this might be, Gold, is a case of the anti-bulletin board material. We're not going to give you juice. Instead, I'm just going to gas you up. I'm going to be like, whoa, what a defense.
They've done that before.
They're unstoppable. You know, it's the opposite bulletin board material. And instead, you're just choosing to talk about how great they are, all the things they can do. They're going to make it impossible for our offense to operate. And they probably still deep down think they do have a plan to attack their defense. But I think they also have to be realist. It isn't going to be easy on Sunday. Do any of us think it's? I mean, every play.
The only thing I do believe, we talked about this with Briscoe earlier, watching the Lions last night, and I'm not saying it's going to be that high scoring game by any means, but the Lions, everybody's talking about the Cowboys going in, how they're hot, and look out, you don't want to play them. The Lions, you got to win this game. So did the Cowboys, but the Lions got to win this game, but their Lions were at home. And, you know, they got the matchup, they got injuries, and I don't know how they're going to handle this and that. They came out and they punched the Cowboys in the mouth from the get-go, and they were the better team throughout the entire game. I can see that kind of scenario playing out again on Sunday night, given the fact that it's at Arrowhead. That doesn't mean that I'm telling you to make the playoffs. I already told you, I don't think they're making the playoffs. But winning this game against the Texans, given the stakes, yeah, I could absolutely see them doing that, because once again, the Texans offense to me is not a concern of mine. It is all about whether or not does Patrick Mahomes get sacked and he fumbles the football and then the Texans have a short field. That's the kind of stuff where Kansas City is going to lose this game very easily if that happens.
What's the number you think would guarantee a win for the Chiefs?
Points scored? 27.
Okay. That would automatically
and 24 would make it like 80%.
Yeah, I think if the Chiefs got to 20, if the Chiefs got to 27 points, I would feel amazing about their chances to win.
How often do we think the Texans have scored 27 points this year?
Not very. I think if they get to 20, I think there's a chance that I think there's a over 50% chance that they do win. I think 20 is that number.
So the Texans scored 23, beat the Bills. They scored 20, beat the Colts.
Scored 44 against Baltimore.
Scored 36, beat the Jags.
So three times.
Yep.
Okay. And they scored 26 one other time. But a lot of their games are, they scored...
Like, for example, they lost to Seattle, and Seattle's better than Kansas City, so I get it. But Seattle's better than Kansas City, but Seattle won 27-19. That's the widest margin I could possibly see in the game. Like, I think it's more like 21-20, but if you tell me the Chiefs got to 27-19, like, that's the widest gap of defeat that I could see either team.
Since their bye week in week 7, if you had scored 27 points against the Texans, you would have beaten them in all but one game. You would have not beaten them. They scored 36 against Jacksonville. They have scored under 26 or under in every other game. So
you guys mentioned this earlier. I think it'll be really interesting to see how the Chiefs come out right away out of the gate, because as you guys mentioned, with Nate saying it and with others and with Kling, you know, the locker room feeling down and the vibe in that locker room, it feels we're going to learn a lot, not necessarily about the team, I guess, but if they come out and they get off to a good start. And really, honestly, the way that they started the Cowboys game was perfect, too. You get the interception, you score a touchdown right away. It's like, all right, here we go. And then things kind of fell apart. But the way that they start the game, if they come out and there's penalties early, even if the game isn't necessarily tied, if the game's still tied or the Chiefs are even winning, but if it looks sloppy, if it looks like there's mistakes everywhere, then are we sure this team is just capable of being able to go on a run? Let's say, again, if they do win, you still don't feel good about it, I don't think. But if they come out and they're assertive and they're not messing around, there's limiting penalties, it feels like maybe that Cowboys week is one of those turns where, okay, we actually have to lock in. It's playoff time now as opposed to January and just trying to...
I feel like they've had that three other times. We could have said the exact same thing. You know what I mean?
Sure. But I guess now maybe it's because their backs are actually against the wall or they're on the edge of the cliff and this is it, or it's now or never sort of a situation, I suppose.
We're way past the time. I don't care how it looks. We're way past that. It is simple. Just find a way to win. Like, yeah. I don't like, oh, well, they only won by one, so that I don't care. They can win by one every game the rest of the season. They're going to the playoffs. We're way past the week 4 where it's like, oh, well, you know, I don't like how they won or what. It is truly just find a damn way to win a football game. That they can't, we can't get greedy about how it looks and how confident you are about them the next week because of it. It doesn't matter. If they have to win because they get a lucky break with a terrible pick six on the final drive from Stroud,
at this point, wins are wins.
Yeah, it just doesn't matter anymore.
Is it just me or does the team feel like they go through these lulls? Offensively in particular, like you look at the Cowboys game.
They do.
Like the first drive, they'll go down and they will score points almost every single time in the opening drive. And then it stalls out for a little bit until either they make adjustments or not. I remember, I mean, they had what, three straight punts or four straight punts against the Cowboys? Like they scored that opening touchdown and then they're up 7-0. It's like, all right, here we go. And then you're down by 3 at half and then you don't double dip on top of it. And you got the lack of aggression by Andy. Like all of it's just coming together. It feels like they go through these lulls where I don't know if, and maybe it's the predictability thing, maybe it's just a lack of execution, but it's penalties as well. Like for them to say it's one or two things, that's fair, but it's more than just one or two things. It's like 7 or 8 that happened throughout the entire 60 minutes that end up costing them, whether it is drives, whether it's points, a penalty here, penalty there. It just feels like they're not as focused as they need to be for an entirety of a game.
Did you guys see CJ Stroud, of course, was talking to the media yesterday. Kind of a funny moment. He was asked about Chris Jones. Now, in fairness, the way the question was asked, I was like, I don't know why the reporter referenced it this way, but take a listen.
Do you see from Karlaftis and also Stone Cold have a follow-up?
Who?
What do you see from Karlaftis and Stone Cold Jones?
Oh. I don't know. That's what people call them. That's what people call them? Oh, cool. He's a heck of a player, man. He's a legend. He's a Hall of Famer guy. He's really good. Karlaftis, somebody I played against in college, played against last year. Really good game he was last year. So, you know, we got to be, you know, really good up front. We know that every game, you know, the better we establish a line of scrimmage, you know, the better, you know, we play as an offense. So, it'll be good for us.
That is like the...
What kind of reporter refers to an opposing player by their nickname?
Yeah. Like, CJ Stroud, like, generally was like,
Who?
Yeah.
Stone Cold Jones. That's what they call him?
And I don't, there's nobody in Kansas City, like, reporter wise, is like, hey, Stone Cold, what do you think? Like, that's more of a fan thing as just his nickname.
I just don't feel like very many times.
He didn't even say Jones at the end the first time. He just said Stone Cold, like the guy's the Undertaker or something like that.
Well, or like, look, if it'd be different if it was Magic Johnson. What do you think about Magic, right? That's a nickname. Stone Cold Jones, even Chiefs fans don't just call him that casually. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
Someone says they think Stroud is lying. No, I actually think CJ Stroud had no clue the nickname Stone Cold. He obviously knows who Chris Jones is. Stone Cold, imagine, like, if you're not in Kansas City, seriously, if we were not in Kansas City, how many, you can go to another city and you ask another football fan or another player, I'm like, what do you make of Stone Cold, the wrestler? Like, I honestly do not think Stone Cold is like some just well-known nickname. This is not the same as, you know, Chris Jones is a defensive lineman.
It's more like it's just his Twitter handle, and they occasionally refer to him as that on the broadcast.
In Kansas City. I'm saying, like, if you're in Pittsburgh or Houston, you think if you just say Stone Cold, they automatically know you're talking about Chris Jones? I don't think so.
Well, they probably think of Stone Cold Steve Austin first, I would guess.
Someone says Snow Cone Jones.
That's what he was for a little while. He stopped coming by for the Snow Cones, but we had a moment. It was nice at least to remember.
People think
way.
The reporter did that intentionally to set up to make fun of Chris. I don't think so, guys. Come on. Come on now.
That's a reach. That's a reach.
Full-blown conspiracy stuff now.
I just think, and I am only speaking from experience. I think sometimes when you sit in those rooms, you decide, I'm going to ask the smart question. Or I'm going to ask in a different way. I'm going to get the attention of this person. They're going to answer my question the way that I, you know, like the dream way I want it answered. And then you just say stupid stuff because you overthought it. And I think he thought saying Stone Cold Jones was a way of, you know, throwing a curveball instead of a fastball. And then he hung it. And instead, CJ Stroud's like, who? What are you talking about?
913-586-7965. Someone says, it's his Twitter handle. Yeah, but not everybody's on Twitter. You know what I mean? I know we think everybody. Not everybody's on Twitter. And even if you are, doesn't mean everybody's following Stone Cold Jones or whatever it is on Twitter. You know?
I'm not saying he's never called that. I'm just saying it's not as often as you think.
I do think, so Chris Jones has availability, I would assume, this week. It would be funny if someone said, hey, Stone Cold. Yeah. Like if they, you know, kind of, yeah. I don't know. Or if they asked if they saw, I don't know.
Someone says, I'm in KC. They're in KC. They didn't know that's what people call
it. In a press conference, it makes no sense. Could you imagine if Andy Reid talks at one. I leave the show, and I'm going to go ask Andy a question. I said, hey, Big Red, you guys would mock me.
It screams of a lack of professionalism.
Red.
Yeah, it screams of that.
You just can't, if their nickname is established as that's who they are, like Magic, fine.
LeBron.
But I wouldn't have asked Allen Iverson a question. I'd be like, hey, the truth? Mr. Truth, man,
Mr. Truth.
that's just not how those things are handled in those situations. But I thought Stroud handled it fine.
Oh, he's fine.
He's pretty funny. He's just like, who? And then, you know, you find out that they're talking about a player that didn't even make sense or exist.
You see from Karloftis and also Stone Cold have a follow-up.
Who?
What do you see from Karloftis and Stone Cold Jones?
Someone says Chiefs call him the CEO of Sack Nation more than they call him Stole.
True.
But that'd be the same. He's sitting in the press conference. Hey, what do you think about the CEO of Sack Nation? He'd be like, what are you talking about? He's on the number one defense in the league, on the team with the number one defense in the league.
All right, can I address the elephant in the room real quick as I'm watching this FIFA World Cup draw? Huh? This is the most dragged out bunch of crap I have seen for 45 minutes. Can we get to the actual draw?
We're getting there. This started at 11 o'clock there.
No, it's all just been a bunch of stroking everybody's ego for about 48 minutes. This is crazy.
Dumbass podiums, too. They look stupid.
The ping pong balls are in the little buckets.
Okay, so are we about to finally get to something?
Maybe. It looks like they're setting up.
Okay.
Are they?
There's no need for it to drag on this long. This is crazy.
Oh, sorry. Allen Iverson's the answer.
Yeah, the answer.
I got it mixed up.
I wonder if they probably
Mr.
Don't even,
the answer?
They
point,
probably didn't even call him AI whatever. In the pressers. They just said, hey, Allen, I bet. They didn't even call him AI.
Well, the text line is now just...
I got it. I screwed it up.
The text line is... None of us even said anything in fairness, so back to you. So
I messed up. I'm sorry. The answer and the truth, whatever. The point is, you don't call people by their nickname.
Was Chris Jones ever called Hot Cocoa? Someone on the text line says, I miss when we called Chris Jones Hot Cocoa.
Huh?
What?
I think I've been in sports radio the entire time Chris Jones has been a member of this team. I don't think I've heard
Cocoa.
That nickname.
Excuse me.
Was that just one in your friend group?
Hey, man.
I'm just asking. I don't know. Have you guys ever heard that one?
No.
Odd Coco.
I didn't really even know about the CEO of Sac Nation thing until I got here. I knew about the Stone Cold thing. But
they didn't start that Sac Nation thing until a few years in. That wasn't even like the initial thing. That was when they had like...
And then McDonald's jumped on board with the,
Big Mac.
It's probably not a good time to go by the CEO of Sac Nation when the team has less sacks combined than Myles Garrett, and when the D-line has less sacks combined than Myles Garrett does.
It does feel like it's in poor taste right now that you had one sack in November. If you send out a tweet, it'd be like,
well, someone said
Sac Nation. You'd be like, not this team.
The background on the Hot Cocoa thing. Someone said somebody in the crowd called him Hot Cocoa early in his career. Hot Cocoa was a nickname for a minute. It was like definitely eight minutes.
Just 60 seconds.
Yeah.
I missed the whole Hot Cocoa era.
Same.
I didn't even know.
I did not recall that whole thing.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Jesus. All right.
I'm looking it up. I just Googled.
We're done with this.
There's another nickname with the combine. Down, right? Yeah, around the combine, there was a different nickname. That's true.
Relax.
Here's a get to know you clip from Chris Jones in 2017 when he was a rookie that said, discusses his love for life, favorite barbecue restaurants, and wrestling nicknames. So, like, it doesn't even specifically mention it. It's obviously referencing the Stone Cold Chris Jones one, but it's not necessarily referencing that one.
So, if you guys never watched one of these before, it's always like this. Quite honestly, no, I've never sat around and
for two hours
and watched the draw. I've waited like the NFL schedule release for them to just tell me what's going on. And I didn't realize, like, I should know better, it's FIFA. I didn't realize for first 50 minutes of the show, it was just going to be patting everybody on the back. And how much hard work they did.
We're getting there, though. We're slowly getting there.
I bet you we're 10 minutes.
I bet you we're
10 minutes away from getting the first group, at least.
I did look up this video, and he does mention the Hot Cocoa reference. This is an interview with the Chiefs reporter at the time, a very young Pete Sweeney.
Really?
When he was the Chiefs reporter interviewing Chris Jones, who looks like a baby.
Well, yeah.
And he said, of the four nicknames, which one do you like? And he mentions Hot Cocoa. Look how young...
Holy cow.
So that was the thing, like fresh era. Out of college then.
Baby-faced
right out of Mississippi
Pete.
State.
Yeah, right out of Mississippi
baby-faced.
State.
Baby-faced.
They both look baby-faced. Chris Jones looks like he's...
I thought you were originally saying Chris Jones. You were talking about a baby-faced...
I was talking about both, honestly. Talking about both. He shook hands at the end. Real professional. Finished it like a pro. He would never send Stone Cold Jones to an opposing
That's true. That's
I'm still very happy that I got Stephen A's handshake at the end of that video, by the way, during
that,
a radio.
That role. Was the one of the happiest moments I've ever seen of you since you've been our producer.
That was very cool.
Is when you got to talk to Stephen A and he shook and at the end you stuck your hand out and he looked down and he said, "I'll shake this young man's hand." And he shook your hand.
If I would have been denied.
Was it a good handshake? Was it firm?
It was a simple hand. I tend to not give as my handshakes aren't as firm as they probably should be. I suppose I don't. It was a regular handshake, I suppose.
I'm laughing because we're watching video. The president of FIFA is currently just moving his hands around on the bowl of the ping pong balls, and they're just joking about it right now. I don't know what. Oh, we've opened up the first ball. Can we go? Can we take this live for a second? I just want to hear what he's saying. Can we take this live? What are we watching?
The balls a little bit. You can see.
I'm a little bit behind you, I believe.
Public, you see? Mingle. And then, one by one, we start with Mr. Carney. You pick one. Wait. You open it.
All right.
You see there is a little paper inside. You take out the paper, these two things, you can throw them in here. And then you can show to the public what you have drawn. Which for me is FIFA, of course. I'm just the moderator. Mr. Carney, do you want to start? I'm ready. Don't forget and pick the right ball, please.
Well, they're drawing.
They do the draw. They open it up and then they reveal the paper to everybody. It's like Champions League.
Which team will be drawn by Mr. Mark Carney?
Spoiler: Mark Carney's going to draw his own country, Canada. Spoiler, guys.
Canada!
Oh, shocking! Shocking!
Okay, we don't have to go to this. They're just going to pull their own country's names.
Yeah, we already knew Canada was going to be in Group B, didn't we? I mean,
yeah, we already knew the U.S. was going to be in Group D.
So, okay, so let's, this part we don't need. We already know. They're just now making it official. Yes, the president or prime minister or whatever of each country is going to pull their country. Shocking. We'll let you know when we get to the actual
draw part.
I just didn't know if something was going on. They finally are actually grabbing, the lottery balls.
Let me ask, how much do you think it costs for one of these... podiums to be built with the bowl inset. What do you think they spent on that?
I have no idea.
$5,000?
I have no idea.
I guess it depends on, I guess, is it stone? Is it a plastic podium?
The hell do you
podium?
Do with it after it? You know, where does it go after? FIFA World Headquarters, I guess.
There you go. Officially USA Group D.
Shock. Which we all know.
We already know what's going to happen.
All right. We'll come back and I guess talk
next,
about it more.
We'll get to what's trending. And then as soon as they get to Group D, we will go back out there live because that will be the group that will determine who the U.S. will be playing in group stage. So that's coming up right here on 96.5 The Fan.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers healthcare on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.